This is Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie, W5CGC, and for the next 60 minutes, we'll be conducting the weekly edition of the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. The U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net on the air to provide a meeting place for those who served in the U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, and the Coast Guard Auxiliary is a directed recreational net not affiliated with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. My name is Dick, Delta India Charlie Kilo, located in the city of Southlake, Texas, part of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, where it is mostly sunny today and about 52 degrees out there right now. Hope everybody's had a good week. Let's see if we have any active duty Coast Guard standing by right after we tell you we are streaming live via the Internet. Streaming live via the Internet on the TuneIn app. Tango Uniform November Echo India November. TuneIn is the app. It's free. You can download it to your phone or your tablet and search for Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie, and you'll be in business. It's a free service. There are advertisements for paid services on that app, but you can go without buying one of those. Just close up the advertisement that pops up when you first start it, and you can go from there. Also streaming via our website, whiskey5charliegolfcharlie.org, w5cgc.org. And with that, let's see if we have any active duty Coast Guard. Active duty Coast Guard from W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Hearing no active duty Coast Guard, regular Coast Guard net members who are mobile. Regular Coast Guard net members who are mobile. Any relays? All right, let's just dive right in. Look for Coast Guard veterans. Coast Guard veterans, those who've served in the U.S. Coast Guard. This is Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie.
November Romeo 4, Delta Lima.
November Radio 4 Delta Lima, great big signal. Whiskey 6 Radio Mike Charlie. Who else?
Kilo Bravo 1 Juliet Delta Yankee.
Kilo Bravo 1 Juliet Delta Yankee. Who else?
Kilo Radio Juliet.
Boy, signals are pretty weak today in some quarters. Try it again. Boy, I'm not getting anybody else right now, so let's stand by and hope the band comes back up. Right now, it's almost flatline up there. But NR4DL out of Key West is big and strong. My goodness sakes, Mr. Bill, how are you?
Hey, good morning. Sitting down here freezing. It's down about 66 degrees. We've all got jackets and sweatshirts on and everything else, trying to stay warm, over.
Good heavens, you may have to go with hot toddies as opposed to margaritas. That's pretty cold down there. I was talking to a fellow up in Jacksonville a little bit earlier, and they were right at the 50-degree mark as well. I'm saying, well, there's no reason to go to Florida. That's what the temperature is here. Over.
Yeah, that's the good thing is it only lasts for a day or two, and then everything goes back to normal. But at any rate, everything here is going well. Tourist season's still very good. Commandant was in town last night, said hi to everybody and hi to the ship and so forth, and always interested in supporting us. And Mikey officially took over last Saturday as executive director, and of course I'm still around as the chairman of the board and the CEO of the corporation. But I'm letting Mikey run things, so I come down here and I get kind of the VIP treatment, over.
You deserve it. You absolutely deserve it. Well, congratulations to Mike on the new title and the new job. I'm sure he'll have a few headaches with that as the years progress, but they picked the right guy to do it. That's for sure. So congratulations to him. And what was the occasion of the commandant down there? Just a regular old visit, or was there something special going on?
No, he just came down for some presentations of awards of Coastie of the Year and Chief of the Year and that sort of thing over his sector, and Mike, of course, is Coast Guard Auxiliary, so he goes over to many of those functions. and that's where he ran into him, over.
Ah, roger that. I don't know if he came over to the ship or not, but, well, I'm glad at least Mike has a chance to get in there and mix it up with him when those things occur. So that's good. His auxiliary button will get him on the base, apparently, over.
Yeah, and occasionally he goes over there and works the comm center a little bit, just to keep his hand in and know everybody, and also then they know us as well. But so he has passed into the comm center and does some work over there occasionally, over.
Well, that's a good thing. I'm glad to hear that. One of the challenges whenever I would be down there to visit was that since I was not retired, I didn't have an official badge to get on those places without being, you know, having somebody get me on, and that was always kind of frustrating. I guess there's a new program out, though, that you can get an ID if you're a veteran, if you fill out all the right paperwork. At least that's what I'm hearing, over.
Yeah, that's possible. I haven't heard of it, but I would imagine that that might be the case, because in the old days, you know, anybody could get on basically just by signing in at the gate and so forth. But I don't know how they're working it. But it'd be nice if some of the vets could get on, see their old ships and things like that, over.
Yeah, I know. The biggest complaint that I hear of people can't get on Alameda. They go out there and we're stationed there and, you know, want to go on and look at the nice big brand new Coast Guard cutters and all that stuff, and they can't get on without somebody, you know, signing them in. But I do believe, I was talking to Rick, Whiskey Foxtrot 6 Oscar, there is a new veteran's ID that will allow you to get... I don't know if it's commissary privileges. I think maybe it is. I think they've opened it up. I know you can do shopping in the base exchange. I'm not remember now whether the commissary is including that or not. But at least you can get on the base. But you've got to jump through a few hoops and sign up a few forms. But eventually, I guess you can get there now. It is something fairly new. Over.
Yeah, well, there's really no big savings in the commissary exchange that much anymore compared to the local economy. But I don't know, I guess it's convenient or whatever. Or the old days when we were running them ourselves, there was a huge difference. Although the one up in Norfolk is probably the largest exchange in the whole country. You can buy automobiles and everything else on display up there. It's quite an exchange, over.
Yeah, well, you can also buy things online, according to what Rick was telling me. So that and some things you save over what you could get it for at Costco or Sam's Club, and others you don't. But anyway, that's fun. But at least you can get on the place. That would be something worth having if you live around a base and wanted to get on and go in and, you know, say howdy and take a look at how things are going, stuff like that. But anyway, well, it's good having you. We don't need a special ID to get on board Ingham. We just walk up the gangway and salute the quarter deck, and they'd be more than happy to let you come on and take a tour for the right amount of change in your pocket, right?
That's it, and a lot to see. Spend time, sit on deck, have a drink afterwards. Chat with the guys and spend a little time and tell some sea stories, over.
Oh, yeah, got to do those sea stories. That's always the most important part of it. All right, sir. Well, thank you for stopping by today. I know you got all this extra time today. Maybe we should just let you run the rest of the net. What do you think?
Well, I actually don't. Mikey's out of town for a couple of days, so I'm kind of filling in today, running the volunteers and doing my normal work while he's gone. He'll be back, I think, in about 3 days. So I'm back at the helm for a couple of days, over.
Isn't that always the way? You put the guy in charge and he takes a vacation. I don't know. How does that work?
Yeah, that's not actually a vacation. He has a family situation he had to go up and attend to. So I don't mind. I don't mind covering, you know. Been doing it for a long time, over.
Okay, well, we'll give him a pass this time. You have a good weekend there, Mr. Bill, and hopefully it'll warm back up a little bit so you can stow those jackets. NR4DL, W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie, aboard Coast Guard Cutter Ingham. I'm not, he is, but his signal is so strong, I'm sure everybody in the country is getting a chance to hear Bill. And it's always a pleasure, sir. 7-3, Semper Paratus.
Right, roger, roger. Semper Paratus, 7-3, this is NR4DL clear.
All righty, Whiskey 6, Radio Mike Charlie. Let's see if we can hear you. The band is not really cooperating with us today. W6RMC.
I hear the engine loud and clear. You're up and down. Temperature 50 degrees and sunny. Going to be in the 70s today. How foppy, over.
All right, Tim. Well, I turned the antenna around. It helped a lot. W6RMC. Very good, out there in Petaluma. I tell you what, everybody seems to be stuck in the 50s and 60s today. Over.
Well, we've been in the 60s most of the time. We get little excursions into the 70s every few days. I think today might be one of those. Over.
Yeah, roger, roger. Anything going on out in San Francisco Bay, out that way? Anything exciting happening? Over.
No, just living the dream. Over.
There you go. Well, it's always, you know, if nothing else, you can just go sit and look at the sights and one of the roadside overlooks if they still have those things. Over.
Roger. Yeah, you can go to Marin Headlands and look into the city. It's possible you know, do that, or just go out to the coast to Bodega Bay and stare at the ocean all day.
I wouldn't mind doing some of that every once in a while. It's better than staring at a muddy pond in the backyard, although at least I do have a muddy pond in the backyard.
Yeah, roger, which reminds me, we're in dire straits again as far as rain. We had a lot of rain up until December and then nothing. So everyone's chanting, drought, drought, drought. Here we go again.
I saw some of that in the news the other day. Yeah, that's... Well, hopefully that will go away in short order. Have a good weekend out there, Tim. Thanks for being there. Big Semper Paratus to you, and enjoy your weekend weather. W6RMC, W5 Charlie Golf, Charlie.
Right, 73, Semper Paratus.
Let's go with, I've got a couple more here. Kilo Baker 1, Julia Delta Yankee, KB1JDY, W5 Charlie Golf, Charlie. Go ahead, George. KB1JDY.
W5CGC, KB1JDY. Hello, Dick, and everybody on the net. George from Woods of Connecticut. Poor conditions today, Dick. The band is up and down. I heard Bill in there. Just want to say hello to Bill down on the Ingram. We're up to 42 degrees, Dick. It's supposed to get up into the 50s tomorrow. No snow on the ground at all. Pretty nice out there. Back to net.
Well, yep. For you, it is. Good deal there, George. Mayor of Moosup, Connecticut. Yeah, you're right about the band. KB1JDY, W5 Charlie Golf, Charlie. Signals are really down today. And good to have you on board. Roger, no snow on the ground. And the balmy weather. You're almost as warm as Key West. Over. I lost you. But go ahead, George. Boy, we pulled a bad band-aid here, gentlemen. This is W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, looking for additional check-ins now for the Coast Guard net, looking for Coast Guard veterans, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary.
Kilo Charlie, Kilo Alpha, Kilo Mexico, KA-6D.
Bravo, Romeo Papa, W6BRP.
UGE, Dick, UGE, quick recheck, over.
All right, let's see what have I got here. W6 Kilo Mexico, Kilowatt Alpha 6 Delta, W6 BRP, is that right?
That's right, you got it, Dick.
W6, I'm trying, I got about four parcels here, and UGE for a quick recheck. Did you have something there, Bob? Go ahead.
Yeah, roger, QSL there, Dick. Hey, listen, Commandant, the Coast Guard, Schultz, I was just watching South Carolina just a few days ago, and they had a big video on the local station
Whiskey Charlie, Sierra Charlie, and it still might be there, but he came down to announce a big investment by the Coast Guard in the Port of Charleston, and they're taking over the abandoned Navy base. The Coast Guard Sergeant James is there now, but over the next couple of years, they're going to station five cutters in the Port of Charleston, over.
Roger, Roger. You know, I think I saw something about that, but thanks for sharing that. The big investment in the Charleston area, taking over some deserted or abandoned parts of a Navy base and putting some major cutters in there. And they had the Coast Guard cutter James there to do some tours on. Thanks for sharing that with us there, Bob. Over.
Yeah, Roger. They're bringing a whole lot of personnel. Going to be expanding the complement of people. I guess they're going to be there, probably civilian jobs or something, but a major investment. The Coast Guard is going to be taking over the old Navy base. The Navy abandoned it many years ago, and I guess the big cutter is security class cutters, and they're supposed to have five of them there probably over the next 5 years. Big presence for the Coast Guard in Charleston. So QSL, we'll let you go. We got you on the app, and maybe they're going to open up a commissary by hire or something like that, and we'll check out getting that ID, over.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you'll need something to get on the base, that's for sure. All right, KB1JDY, KJ4UGE, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Very good.
Yeah, Bill, that's why I was calling him. He just broke off in the middle of mid-sentence there, so I didn't know whether he lost his transmitter or he had a power outage or just what. I can pick it up.
Yeah, Roger, go ahead, and I'll monitor as well as best I can here with the time I have. But at any rate, I'll pick up for him until he gets back, find out what happened, over.
Yeah, Roger, Roger. So anyway, this is Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta, assuming net control for the U.S. Coast Guard amateur radio net until we find out what happened to Richard there. And I don't have any list that he had on the roster, so I'm going to ask for those who served in U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Public Health Service doctors, come now. Kilo Whiskey 4, Kilo Quebec. Kilo Whiskey 4, is that Kilo Quebec? The Kilo Whiskey 4, Kilo Quebec. Okay, I'm having a rough time with your call sign. Is it Yankee Quebec? Yankee Quebec? Kilo Whiskey 4, Yankee Quebec, is that it? Did you hear that guy, Bill?
Yeah, no copy.
I got the Kilo Whiskey, but I think it was... Quebec or Yankee Quebec. Come back again.
This is KA6D in California. Where did it go?
Okay, this is Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta, assuming net control from W5CGC. And looking for those who have served in U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, or Public Health Service doctors. This is Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta, assuming net control for W5CGC. So Richard gets back. Do we have any other check-ins for the Coast Guard net?
Test, test.
Test, test, you're back.
Yeah, boy, I tell you, hopefully for a minute here, this is W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Ground fault, whatever it is, wherever it came from, I blew my power supply. And I'm running right now on a backup power supply and only running the radio and the amp, so everything else is disconnected. But, boy, that was that's not good. That's never happened to me before, and I'm afraid my big 50-amp power supply might be kaput as a result of that. I hope it's just a fuse, but not looking good down there. Sorry about that, gentlemen, for the big loss of power, but I think we're operating just the radio right now and the amplifier, and everything else is disconnected. So hopefully that'll do it for a minute or two. Who did we get checked in? I was actually at the I still had a couple more on my list here, and I didn't get to them. Did you get anybody, Nick?
All I had was a Kilo Whiskey 4. You were really weak out here on the West Coast, so just continue on. I think you had KA6D, but I didn't hear him.
All right, let's see if we can pick up where we left off there. Kilowatts Whiskey 6, Kilo Mexico. How do you copy? Over. W6 Kilo Mexico. Wait a minute. Now what's going on? Okay, I think we have to go over there on that meter, but we should be putting out some power. How's Kilowatt Alpha 6 Delta? How do you copy?
10 over 9 in Southern California. Sounds great. Oh, boy. I wondered what happened. It's 60 degrees out here and going to rain in a little while, and we've had a family emergency out here. I have a couple of grandsons, and one of them is a sophomore in high school, and he was out skateboarding without a helmet, and he had an accident, and he slammed to the ground and cracked his skull. He ended up having to go to the hospital out here, and they gave him CAT scans and immediately transferred him to Loma Linda, the children's hospital, and he was there for a couple of days, and we went to see him yesterday at home, and he can't open his eyes, Dick, if you can imagine it. A kid sitting there, he's not allowed to use a phone or watch TV or do any loud talking at all, and he's in a really, really bad way, but they say that his brain will get better in time, but you know, you wonder why the kids don't use helmets, and but we just thank the good Lord that he's okay, and it's going to take a long time. He's going to miss at least 6 weeks of school at a high school in his junior year, and we've been praying for him. It's just a really big problem out here, but you know, grandchildren do things, and you just don't know what the world's going on. I also want to tell you that the other night I got a call from Mel Hughes from the Visalia Committee, and we are now sitting at table 24 on Friday night, so we're really looking forward to that. And Visalia is coming up. So wish everybody the best, and it's sunshining right now, but it's going to rain for at least a day or something, so we don't know. Anyway, these family emergencies will scare the heck out of you. This is KA-60 back to W5-CGC.
All right, KA-6D, that's quite the story. I hope your grandson gets better very quickly and recovers from that. That sounds like a very scary injury. So all the best to you and your family, and thanks for the report on that. Hope you have a good rest of your weekend. We'll look forward to chatting with you next week, hopefully with better news. KA6D, W5, Charlie Goff, Charlie. And for the internet people that are back online with me, we lost our power supply here, which took us off the air and also off the internet and everywhere else. And so we're slowly bringing things back online one at a time. And so we got the internet back up and running, but we lost about half our audience, actually more than half. So thankfully it's back on the air, at least for now. Let's see if we got WB6 or W6BRP. W6BRP, how you copy, over?
Copy, loud and clear here, Dick. You're about 10, but you do drop down to about a 3. It's the W6BRP. And this thing was pretty good. It's strange. The days I get off to talk to the Coast Guard net, the conditions are in a bad shape. How copy me, Dick?
I got 100% copy on you there, Buck. It's been a while since we've had you on here, so it's good to get you back on the air, and I'm glad I'm able to get everything back working again here. So good to have you here with us. What else do you have to report out there, over?
Well, nothing new. Just keep it busy, and that time you were about 10 plus. So you're holding up pretty good. I assume you probably got the beam looking toward me. Okay, Dick, I know you got a lot of people out there waiting, so I just wanted to check in, let you know I'm still alive, and whenever the Saturday is still up and I'm off, I try to get in and talk to you. So some days are good, some days are bad, but Semper Paratus, Dick, and have a good one.
All right, sir. Whiskey 6 Bravo Radio Papa, W5 Charlie Goff. Charlie, good to have you on board. Big 7-3, Semper Paratus to you, and thanks for being there. Sorry we had the big delay here, but a good solid copy on you. Whiskey 6 Kilo Mexico, are you back? Well, I'm going to log him in. He was one of the great big strong ones, Richard, out in San Jose, so I'll put him on the list. With all due respect to our This Day in Coast Guard History, oh dear, now this thing wants to be restarted. There we go. Let's do that again. With all due respect to our This Day in Coast Guard History and our Alaska and Hawaii buddies, let me take one more short list since we're running way behind today. Let me get about three check-ins, three Coast Guard veterans.
KF4DKQ.
All right, DKQ, who's the mobile? I hear W4MKC, but who's the mobile? Kilowatt 6 Lima Radio Sierra. All right, let's go with DKQ.
Hey, Roger, Dick, this is KM4DKQ, Clifton, Newport News, over.
Roger, haven't talked to you for a while. How are things out there?
Yeah, okay, fine as kind, Dick. I just wanted to check in. Saturdays have been a little tough for me. I haven't been around the radio, so I had a break today, and you're banging in here loud and clear, over.
Roger, Roger, good to have you on board, and everything seems to be back in well, at least the main rig is back in operational. Half the shack is turned off because of my short circuit. Afraid I blew my power supply too. That's not good because that's a big heavy box to try to ship somewhere to get fixed. KM4DKQ, hope you have a good weekend and thanks for being there, over.
Okay, Dick, Roger, Roger. Good talking to you, and keep up the good work, and thanks for everything that you do for the club, over.
Thank you, sir. Hope to get you back here next week. Hope your Saturdays become a little freer for you. Roger?
Yeah, okay. Roger, Roger. And 73 to November 4, November, Mike Kilo, if he's listening.
If he's usually listening, this time of day, he's usually listening on the app, and it is working again. So he may be out there listening there if he can't hear you direct. 73's to you. Good to have you on board. KM4DKQ. Whiskey 4, Mike Kilo, Charlie.
W5CJC, Dick, good morning, and I'm glad you got your machine back up and running there. You're a solid S9 up here in Tennessee, and you've got a couple extra listeners today. My mom is listening to the broadcast, her husband, so add them to the group, too, but everything's going good here in Tennessee. Well, it's 39 out, sunny skies, and it's been pretty cold. It was 15 this morning when I got up and came down here in the shack. So we got it warmed up, though.
Roger, Roger. Well, I hope they're listening. I lost the whole shaboom there, including the online server. It's back up and running now, but only a fraction of the number of folks who were there originally are back. So I hope they're there. If not, you can tell them what happened. We had a equipment failure here, lost the power supply, shut everything down. I had to go to a backup power supply and then rewire some things to get the rig and the amplifier back on the air. And it also took the online server off air for a little while, but it's back on now. So we got some work to do around here, apparently. So have a good weekend out there, and hopefully your folks are able to hear you. Go ahead there, Tom.
Okay, Dick. I won't keep you. I hope it's just a few. That'd be a good one. So I won't keep you, but you take care out there. And Semper Paratus to all my brothers.
73. Roger, 73's to you. W4MKC. Let me bring the antenna around. I've got Kilowatt 6 Lima Radio Sierra Mobile, K6LRS Mobile. Go ahead. Yeah, Larry, I'm having a hard time hearing you, and your audio seems to be a little kind of like it's dropping in and out a little bit. You want to try that again? I heard you say something about the boat. Over.
Yeah, Roger. Take the boat out.
Over. All right. I heard you say you're taking the boat out. You've got something that's got an intermittent, almost, you know, as much trouble as I've had today. You know, it sounds like you've also got something going on there, maybe with the antenna connection or a mic connection. It's the audio is dropping, and I'm not able to copy 100%. Over.
Roger.
Okay, well, if you're out on the boat, which it sounds like you are, have a good day on the water, a good sail, and we'll say 7-3s and Semper Paratus to you. All right, it's a little late, but it's not that late. We've been worse. AL7DD, W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie, did you have somebody else that you were trying to talk to while I was busy reconnecting things here? Over.
No, I couldn't get the call sign from the guy. It was just too weak, but I think I heard KZ3I in there.
Alpha November Hotel.
KZ3I, Bill, you there? Well, Bill didn't come back to me, but I think he was calling when you called for other stations there.
All right, I also heard ANH in there, by golly, WH6ANH. So KZ3I, if you're there, I got you down here. Nick, why don't you go ahead and do your This Day in Coast Guard History, do the Alaskans and the Hawaiians. I'm going to, while you're doing that, take a look at a couple of other things here. So you take it away.
Okay. I wasn't going to read this, and then I read it through before I was going on the air, and that's pretty interesting because it's a little bit long. But anyway, on this day in Coast Guard history, February 22nd in 1943, the Coast Guard cutter Campbell, under the command of Commander James A. Hirschfield and assigned to the International Escort Group, A3, that was escorting convoy ON-166 through the North Atlantic, engaged numerous submarine contacts during a running battle across the sea. Campbell's attack damaged at least two U-boats. The cutter also rescued 50 survivors from a torpedoed Norwegian freighter. Then on February 22nd, 1943, as the Campbell returned to the convoy after rescuing the Norwegians, they detected a radar contact closing on the convoy. Campbell raced toward the target and soon made visual contact. It was the Surface U-606, earlier disabled by a depth charge attack delivered by the Free Polish destroyer Buzra. Campbell closed to ram while the gunners opened fire. So this is where we heard the famous words, "Damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead." And the big cutter struck the U-boat with a glancing blow, and one of the submarine's hydroplanes sliced open the Campbell's hull, flooding the engine room. The crew dropped two depth charges as the submarine slid past, and the explosions lifted the U-boat nearly 5 feet. Hirschfield later noted, "I felt sure he was ours." Campbell illuminated the U-boat with a spotlight, and the gunners continued to fire into the submarine's conning tower and hull. Hirschfield was hit by small fragments that remained at his station. When he realized the Germans had given up, he ordered his men to cease firing. Campbell then rescued five of the U-606's crew due to the collision. Campbell was towed to safety and repaired and returned to service. Commander Hirschfield was awarded the Navy Cross for his actions. And in 1966, Division 13 of Coast Guard Squadron 1 arrived at Cat Lo for service with the Operation Market Time in Vietnam. So there's some other things in Coast Guard history, but that was probably the most notable one. So if you have anything similar to this in your Coast Guard career and you want to share it with the rest of us, get a hold of Richard, and we'll get you on the air to tell your story. So now we'll turn the quad to bear on the great state of Alaska, looking for our Alaskan members only. KL7IWC, KL7 Sierra, KL1 Alpha Sierra. Any of our Alaskans, call now. Dave Arlaskin, JL2 Top the Mic, JL7 Feedback November, AL7RP, JL7ACG, JL2 Yankee Echo, JL7 Yankee Sierra, Dave Arlaskin. If not hearing any of our last ones, we'll come around back to the eastern quadrant and see if we can pick up Carlton, W6ANH. I didn't hear you earlier, Carlton, but maybe we can copy you now. Go ahead, Carlton. Okay, I could just barely tell you're in there, Carlton, so glad to hear you on the radio. And glad you could get down and get into the radio shack today. So we'll continue on down here toward the south and look and see if we can get a hold of Gus. N87J, N87J, AL7 Delta Delta. Go ahead, Gus.
No copy on Nick.
All right, I'll get you there, Carl.
N87J, N87J, AL7 Delta Delta. You there, Gus? Well, I'm not hearing Gus. Maybe I'm not getting into Hawaii there, Richard. Maybe you can get in there.
Well, let's see what happens as we apply some Band-Aids here. I can hear WH6ANH, Carl, loud and clear. Stand by, Carl. November Hotel 7, Juliet. Gus, are you out there? No Gus today. So WH6ANH, hello, Carlton. How you doing?
What a surprise. I can't believe I can't hear Nick, but I've got you loud and clear. But that just happened at minute 25. Good morning. Doing well this weekend. I spent 5 days in the hospital, so I was missing internet and everything else last weekend, but doing well. February is after Sunday. We might be the snowiest winter in February. Snowiest February we've had some time. All is well. Good to hear you, Dick. It's a pleasure to copy you. You just came on at 20 after. I couldn't read you before that. Over.
Well, we've been having an equipment problem here. I've lost a power supply and was off the air for a little bit. Some sort of a ground fault problem around here today. It was causing trouble earlier, and then it even got worse after that. So no clue what could be causing it. So that's going to take a little while to work through. Anyway, glad to have you on board and making a nice effort to get on the air today. Glad you're back out of sick bay and back amongst us. So I hope you're feeling good. Over.
Roger, roger. Well, I don't like to go to sick bay. Too much possibility of meeting a Chinese.
Yeah, roger, roger. You have a good weekend, sir. Thank you for being there. Semper Paratus, WH6ANH, 73s.
73s.
AL7DD, back to you. Anybody else up there?
I didn't hear anything there, Richard. The band is in pretty bad shape today.
Indeed it is. Band, the radios, everything's in bad shape today. What a deal. Are you sure this isn't Friday the 13th?
Seems like it.
Golly dang. Kilo Zulu 3 India, KZ3I, are you there? All right, let's just go with a check-in list here and take what we can find. Everybody, thanks for putting up with all this today. We've really had some challenges. Looking for additional check-ins now, those who've served U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, and Auxiliary.
November 3, Sierra India Papa.
Okay, ending in Papa again.
November 3, Sierra India Papa.
November 3, Sierra India Papa. Who else?
Kilowatt Bravo 6, Fox Whiskey.
Kilowatt Bravo 6, Fox Whiskey. Who else? Any relays?
KL7IQQ, but he's really weak.
Okay, I don't hear him at all. KL7IQQ. K, let's go. N3SIP. Come on down. November 3, Sierra India Papa.
Okay, good afternoon, Dick. I just wanted to check in and say good day to everybody and Semper Paratus. And yeah, I just was going around and around with my my power supply, the meters weren't working right, and it was giving my, I have a, A2FT840, and when I would key it up, it would buzz, and the radio would buzz, not the power supply, but I cleaned up the contacts and stuff like that, put some cleaner on them, and it seems to be working okay now. I got rid of that noise, and it would seem to be cutting out, I guess, rhythmically.
Yeah, roger that. Well, we had, I don't know what kind of a, we had a ground fault problem here, and apparently it popped something in the big amp, 50-amp power supply, so we'll have to look at that after the net's over. I'm hoping it just popped a fuse, but it doesn't act like it. It looks like it might be worse than that, and that's not a good sign. All right, sir. Well, you have a good weekend there. Good to have you on board from Nottingham, Pennsylvania, Larry. And big Semper Paratus to you. And hope you have a good weekend. Over.
Okay. Yeah. What kind of power supply is it?
It's an Astron.
Okay. I just found a very good website on Astron. It's repeater-builder.com. Yeah, repeater-builder.com, and they have a very extensive selection of articles, and you can get the schematics and everything off there. Yeah, very good. It helped me a lot understanding what was going on with mine. All right, Dick, I just wanted to pass that along to you. 7073 and Semper Paratus, CGC, N3SIP.
All right. Thanks for that information. I've got it written down here, Larry. N3SIP, W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie, Kilo Baker 6, Fox Whiskey.
KB6FW, Newport Beach. Good morning, Dick. I wonder how you're copying me this morning. I'm on a different radio than I've used before. Over.
Well, your S8 to 9, nice strong signal in here. And your audio might be just a little bit on the overdriven side, just barely. Over.
Okay, I'll back down on it a little bit. Maybe that's a little bit better. Anyway, raining here today. We can use it, so it's good, and I don't know how long it'll last, and it probably won't be very much, but at least it'll help. So good to hear everybody this morning, and you all have a nice weekend. KB6FW.
Okay, now that sounded perfect. What kind of rig is it?
It's an old Yaesu FT100D. It's about as big as two packs of cigarettes. It's a neat little thing, but it's very complicated. There's so many different functions that you have to press different buttons for. It's kind of hard to get used to operating it. But I'm trying, and apparently it's working out okay. KB6FW.
Oh yeah, so that's the brand new one then.
Well, it's not new, but it's I've had it several years. I think I bought it on eBay. It's a great little portable rig.
Okay. Well, it sounds like almost the same model number as the newest one that they have out. That's why I had to ask. But you backing off the audio on it a little bit there, cleaned it right up, and the signal strength is as good as anybody today. And it's been a rough day on the band. Over.
Yeah, I heard your comments. That's too bad. Anyway, I run an Astron 35 amp power supply here, but I got it interconnected with a bank of batteries. So if the power supply fails, it switches over onto the battery. So anyway, that's what's going on here. Yeah, I just backed away from the mic a little bit. I'm not sure I know where the mic control switch is. I'll have to find that. KB6FW.
All right, sir. KB6FW, W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie, Big 7-3, Semper Paratus to you. Appreciate you being out there. This is U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie. I don't hear him, Nick, so AL7DD, give a try, KL7IQQ.
All right, I'll try. KL7IQQ, you're pretty weak today, Larry. How you doing? Yep, you say you're doing the backstroke in the backyard, huh? Okay, Larry, well, good to hear you this morning. And heavy rain down there in Payson, Arizona, along with Mesa. And he said he's just barely hearing you there, Richard. So thanks, Larry. Semper Paratus to you. Back to you, Richard. W5CGCAL 7 duty.
All right, very good. W5 Charlie Golf Charlie in the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Let's take some more check-ins now. Looking for those who've served U.S. Coast Guard Reserve and Auxiliary.
November 7, Charlie 2, Golf Romeo Mobile.
All right, Kilowatt Zulu 3, India is back in there. I think I heard K9ZPU, and who's the mobile?
Alpha Charlie 2, Golf Romeo.
Alpha Charlie 2, Golf Romeo, another?
Golf Charlie 2, Golf Hotel Tango.
Golf Hotel Tango, another?
W3, Victor Alpha Romeo.
W3, Victor Alpha Romeo, other Coast Guard Reserve and Auxiliary? All right. KZ3I, I lost my list. What else would go wrong today? KZ3I, go ahead.
I thought you were going to forget about me, Dick. W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, KZ3I. Sunny day, 35 degrees or so, maybe climbing into the low 40s today in central Pennsylvania. And your signal is a solid 5.7, 5.8 today. How are you doing?
I've had better days. We've managed to blow a power supply and be off the air and had a hum in the audio to begin with and all kinds of bad stuff going on down here today. And what's really funny is not a darn thing has changed from one day to the next. So I don't know what happened. Maybe we had a gremlin in here last night. Over.
Gremlin, they move around from shack to shack, Dick. I'm operating from the club, Southern Pennsylvania Amateur Radio Club station today, so we're running a different rig, TS-570, and I believe we have a all-band or HF beam just pointed, I think, roughly in your direction, so it should be a little different.
Well, the audio sounds different. Yeah, you definitely have a different sound to your voice, Bill, but read you 100%, nice, solid S5 copy here. Nick was hearing you earlier out on the West Coast. I'm sure he'll say howdy to you. And what takes you to the radio club today? Over.
We've got a 110-foot old telco tower here, and we had to do some survey work up on top to see how we're going to set up our UHF and VHF installation up there. And everybody here is too old to climb anymore, so they call me in.
I thought you were the guy with a knee problem.
Yeah, hey, hi, they're listening. I don't want anybody to know that.
Okay. All right. Shh. All right, I won't say a word. Well, congratulations on that. Good luck on the survey up there, and hope it all works out for you. Over.
Yeah, it's good. The knee even feels pretty good. We did that this morning, and it's got up, got down the tower, no problem. So I think that was a good test run on the old knee joint. We'll let you go. It's good to talk to you. Hope everything's good there, and thanks for doing the net every week like you do, Dick. It's always a pleasure. W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, KZ3I73, Semper Paratus.
All right, 73 Semper Paratus to you. K9ZPU? I thought I heard him, K9ZPU. Mr. Pat? Guess not. How about Alpha Charlie 2 Golf Radio?
Alpha Charlie 2 Golf Romeo here. Nothing changed since last week. Just calling in for the numbers. If you get a chance, though, say hi to Bob and Helen for me. Uniform Golf Echo. Over.
He's been listening today. Uniform Golf Echo. Hello from Ralph, AC2GR. They had a little ice on the ladders on the boat today. It was a little slickery getting around over there. Over.
That's affirmative. Yeah, it's all the way up to 46 already, though. Started at 21.
That'd be a little chilly. Burr, you could keep that kind of stuff going. All right, Mr. Ralph, we're running short on time. I had big equipment problems here today, so we're running a little late. 7-3, Semper Paratus to you, and hope you have a good weekend. We'll see you later, 7-3.
7-3.
Golf Hotel Tango.
Oh, good afternoon, Dick. Kilo Charlie 2, Golf Hotel Tango. I was on earlier, but my writer's president just got back from Hawaii and stopped to pick up the keys to the post, and I had to go out and fill him in on what went on, so he didn't want to come home. I don't blame him one bit. Back to you.
Wow, that's quite the trip. Good, welcome back. I'm sure the weather is a little cooler where you are now, over.
Well, I've got 35 degrees, and I don't know what he said he was there. He was over on the Big Island, and he went down for a family wedding, all expenses paid, and he'd never been there before. So he was very impressed with the weather.
I bet it was beautiful on the Big Island, the whole bit, the Hawaiian wedding, the everything. That would be fantastic. Well, very good, Harry. Good to have you on board today. Running behind, as you probably heard. At least we're on the air, and just barely. Bailing wire and scotch tape is all that we got going today. 7-3, Semper Paratus.
7-3, Dick. Catch you next week. Kilo Charlie 2, Golf Hotel Tango.
Whiskey 3, Victor Alpha Radio.
Yes, W3VAR. Him here, Chuck Charlie Alpha, Charlie King. We're located in Stuart, Florida, operating a remote station up in Eastport, Maine. I got an antenna for you. Ask you on where you're located. I got copies about 30 dB over 9 today. Yeah, turn that over.
Okay, very good. Whiskey 3, Victor Alpha Radio, W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie, Dallas, Fort Worth. Thanks for the report, sir. See, you've checked into the net before, but do you have any Coast Guard service? Over.
No, I'm really embarrassed over that. I thought it was open entry.
Oh, that's all right. We don't mind. I just always like to ask that question just to make sure we get it in the log. 7-3's to you, sir. The remote sounds pretty good from up in Maine, considering conditions today have been pretty bad overall. Whiskey 3, Victor Alpha Radio, W5, Charlie Golf. Charlie, clear with you. We'll say 7-3's. And looks to me, I'm going to see if we have one more before we switch to 14-327. One more check-in. Those who've served Coast Guard, Reserve, and Auxiliary. One more coastie out there for the log.
Kilo 7, Sugar, Whiskey, Sugar.
Kilo 7, Sugar, Whiskey, Sugar will come in a whole lot better if I turn the antenna where I need to point it for the next net control anyway. Kilowatt 7, Sugar, Whiskey, Sugar, what's going on in Montana? Over.
Hey, it's a beautiful day, Dick. I just wanted to get in here long enough to wave my hand. So I know it's kind of a miserable day. I hardly hear anyone but you, QSL.
Well, and even hearing me was impossible earlier since the whole dang station went off the air for about 5 minutes. But we managed to grab enough scotch tape, baling wire, and I think even maybe a little balsa wood, and got the fire burning again and got back on the air. But it's been kind of tough today, so I'm glad we're able to get you on the tail end of that. I suppose the weather is still very mild up there?
Yeah, QSL, Dick. It's 37. Dick, I was going to tell you one thing. My Astron, my 70-amp Astron, crapped out a few years ago, and I sent it to a company in Kentucky, and they did a really nice job on it. If you need any info, I can email it to you.
Roger that. Go ahead and email it. I don't know what's wrong with it yet. It may just be a fuse, although the meters on the front, one was going east and one was going west, and that's probably not a good thing. Hopefully it's just a fuse, but go ahead and send it to me just in case. Over.
Yeah, QSL. You know, those have a crowbar circuit, so if you unplug it completely and let it set for a few minutes and then fire it back up again, you might find you're in good shape.
Well, that's what I'm hoping. I've had it turned off for a while, but it hadn't been unplugged. So we've got to do that. I've had these shorts, these ground fault shorts before, and the thing has always come back. So this is the first time it hadn't. That's what has me a little bit concerned. I do have other power supplies, but they're not that big, and they're also a bit noisy. That's the reason why I got this one. We can stay on the air one way or another, as we're doing right now, but I'd rather have that big, fancy, expensive, heavy 50-amp power supply running things. Thank you, Stephen. We're right up to top of the hour now, so 7-3 Semper Paratus, and good to have you on board, K7SWS, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie.
Okay, Dick, fine business. Yeah, you just can't beat these. I know they're boat anchors. They're heavier than sin, but, boy, they're just rock solid, so, and they are very quiet. I probably won't follow you up the band there. So have a great day, everybody. K7SWS, we're clear.
All right, the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net now going up to 14327. 14327 will be up there momentarily to continue on. And Nick AL7DD will be up there taking some check-ins until I get there. Right now, we're going to turn things over to Victor Alpha 6 Foxtrot Hotel, VA6FH. Here's W5 Charlie Golf Charlie.
Hasta Luisa.
W5 Charlie Golf Charlie with a S9
signal into Lethbridge this morning, despite your problems. Over.
Well, we got a power supply, a rig, and an amplifier. That's the only thing in the circuit up here right now. The rig itself is plugged directly into the backup power supply. I had to reach around in the back because I got a relay that runs the amp, and the relay won't work because there's no juice to it. So yeah, we got it. We're just that and an antenna, and I guess we're in shape. Over.
Well, let me tell you, you are doing a very, very nice job. Your envelope is filled very, very nicely. And anyway, sorry to hear about your problems. I'm still without my hex beam, which is spinning around in the winds today, which are getting close to 70 miles an hour. 50 miles an hour, not 70. 70 is when it broke. And like a top, it's too cold to put the new tower up, and it's too windy to take this sucker down. Over.
I hear you. Well, good luck with that. I hope it doesn't come down on its own if it's spinning around up there like a windmill. Have a good weekend, and we'll see you next week. VA6FH, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie.
Okay, Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie, Victor Alpha 6, Foxtrot Hotel. Take care, Dick, and I hope it's a simple problem for you and not an expensive one. Take care. I will clear with Whiskey 5.
This is Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta Net Control for the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. The U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net is an on-the-air meeting place. For those who have served U.S. Coast Guard Reserve, Public Health Service, doctors, call now.
And I'm here.
Well, I've been calling. Nobody's been answering me.
Well, I'm telling you, as bad as the band is, it just may be that there's nobody can hear anybody. This is W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Let's see if we can get some check-ins. The U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net on the air to provide a meeting place for those who've served in the U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, and Auxiliary. It is a directed recreational net, not affiliated with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. Let's see if we have any check-ins. Looking for Coast Guard veterans, Reserve, and Auxiliary. Whiskey 6 Tango Golf Sierra. There's one right there. How are you, Mr. Judd? Over.
Well, I'm doing fine tonight. 5 watts. How's that doing?
Well, today I'm surprised that 5 watts is getting off your lot and across the street. It's been pretty bad today, but we're hearing you. How are things with you? It's been a while since we've chatted.
Going along just copacetic, no problem. Playing with new toys. I think I'm going to have to move this QRP rig out and connect up the 730 and the amplifier. I've kind of suspected that for a couple of months. That's why you haven't heard me go.
Roger, roger. Well, it's always fun to redo the shack every once in a while. It's not fun to redo the shack when intermittent things, bizarre ground things just start happening, like with me today. Blew a power supply and even had a hum in the rig when we first started. So all kinds of weird stuff going on. Over.
Yeah, you're probably taking a deep fade. You're probably not hearing me. So anyway, check me in. I'll try again next week.
We got you. W6TGS, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard, Amateur Radio Net, looking for additional check-ins. Those who've served U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve and Auxiliary.
November 7, Alpha Echo.
And 7AE, up in the great Pacific Northwest in the great state of Oregon. How are you, sir?
Yeah, good morning, Dick. A little while ago, you were about 10 over 9. Right now, you're about at 8. Conditions are changing quickly. I just wanted to check in. It's been a while. Go ahead.
Yes, sir, it has. You're doing okay up there. I know the weather has been making a lot of news in the Pacific Northwest with rain and snow and floods and all kinds of stuff. What's going on in your location? Over.
Well, Dick, we've had a fair amount of fairly nice weather lately, at least. Of course, where we're home here is, we're at about 2,400 feet. We're above the valley. And we get a lot nicer weather up here. It's cooler, but sunnier than the valley does.
Yeah, roger that. Roger that. Well, how's the snow? Has it been? Are your mountains getting their fair share? Over. Roger, Dodger. All right, sir. Well, it's good to have you on board. Thank you for being there and checking in with us, making sure all is well in the great Northwest there. Always a pleasure, Mike. Have a great weekend. We'll say 7-3s and Semper Paratus. Over.
Yeah, okay, Dick. Yeah, I listen just about every Saturday, but and try to check in. But conditions have not been very good lately. I'm glad I could get in today. 7-3, Dick. Hope all is well down there. Take care of that power supply. And talk to you next Saturday.
Yeah, I could use a new good ET. Good ET to come over and take a look at it if I had one in the neighborhood. I don't think I do. 7-3s, we'll look for you next time around. Don't be a stranger. Who else is out there? Those who've served. U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve and Auxiliary.
N6NRV.
N6NRV. Come on in.
Good morning, Dick. N6NRV from the bottom of California. Good on the net. How you doing today, Dick?
Glad to have you on board there, Jim. We're doing okay here. Kind of hanging in there. Hope your weather's all right there in Northern California. I'm hearing they're starting to use the dreaded drought word again. Over.
That's right. Yeah, it's a nice sunny day, but hasn't rained at all this month. February is a pretty wet month. My golf group is starting in March, and it's probably going to start raining.
Roger, roger. A little noise came in on the signals there at the end there, Jim. But, hopefully the needed rain will happen so we don't get things too dried out up there. That always never turns out well. Good to have you on board. I think a couple weeks ago, I think I heard you, but you faded before I was able to get you back. So I'm glad you made a trip to us today. So we'll wish you the best. Have a good weekend. Hope all is well. N6NRV, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. All right, this is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net looking for additional Coast Guard check-ins, those who've served U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve and Auxiliary.
Dick, you got me Kilo 3, Bravo Tango, Papa.
Kilo 3, Bravo Tango, Papa. Go ahead.
Good morning and good afternoon, Nick. Thank you very much for letting me in. I'm not copying Nick again this morning. No propagation. Thanks for letting me have some time here. We'll look around for Nick after the net. Maybe conditions will improve. Nice day here today. Maybe the golf course will call me again. W5CGC with the group, K3BTP.
Roger, roger. Well, I'll tell you what, the conditions are, they've been less than ideal today. Really rough stuff going on out there as far as the propagation is concerned. A lot of weak signals and a lot of fading. So not surprised, Paul, that you don't hear him. AL7DD, did you copy anything from Paul?
No, I didn't at all.
No, he didn't hear a thing, Paul. He's pretty strong here, so... I suspect you'll get in touch with him in another fashion. Over.
Okay, thanks, Dick. You're up and over, a little over S9 here at times, and then dropping back. The QSB is slow, but it's profound. Okay, I'll look for Nick on the keys then. Thank you very much, Dick. 73 to you and everybody on the net. W5CGC, K3BTP. I'll be clear.
All right, sir. 73's to you. Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, looking for additional check-ins. Those who serve U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve and Auxiliary.
November, Mike Fox. November 7, Romeo, Mike, India.
November 7, Romeo, Mike, India.
Yeah, Roger, it's my first time stepping in, but I did send in the paperwork and got a nice certificate back from Rick, WS60, a couple of months ago. Over.
Yeah, very good. Welcome aboard. You go by Clay, or what? Your on-air handle?
Yeah, I go by Clay.
All right, Clay. Well, very good. Well, welcome aboard. It's kind of a bad band day today. I'm glad we're able to hear you. We've had quite a challenge with some of the fellas today getting them in here, and combined with equipment problems here on my end. So welcome aboard. You're about a 5-3 right at the moment with some QS Baker, but hey, they've all had that. So for the benefit of the fellas that are listening, and we do have a number of them listening online once again, how about bringing us up to date on your Coast Guard background? And really glad to get you on the air. Over. Okay, Clay, very good. A little bit light copy on that, but understand, got out in 1980 and we're in the radio man business. That's always good. Very fine. Well, it's good to have you on board out there and from Oregon. I just talked to another Oregonian up the road from you there a little bit. N7AE. So glad we're able to get into Oregon today, and good to have you join us. Thanks for coming up. Over.
Well, Roger, Dick, appreciate it. Well, you're just going to off the ground a little bit, but I'm going to be a lot better than most of the other stations. Everybody else is pretty weak, but fairly reasonable. Your signal's up and down, probably about
Well, we've had better days, I guarantee you, in terms of the band conditions, but it's been kind of a tough go at times. We'll say 7-3s to you for this trip and get you on the payroll. And thanks for joining us. Welcome aboard, and hope this is the first of many more check-ins over the next coming weeks and months and years. N7, Radio Mike India, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, and the U.S. Coast Guard, Amateur Radio Net, Semper Paratus.
November Mike Foxtrot.
November Mike Fox again?
Kilo 1, November Mike Foxtrot.
K1 NMF. Boy, I'm not going to change the antenna, even though I'm not pointed at you, because I can hear you right now. Go ahead.
Yeah, very good, Dick. I can barely hear you there, so I won't hang in there very long. I just wanted to get in and say hello. It's been weeks since I've been able to raise it, so... nice hearing from you, and I'm not going to hold on. There's other folks out there. So, Central Paradis, thanks for picking me up. Kilo 1 November, Mike Fox. Thank you.
Well, we get the antenna around your direction. Your S9 solid. Big signal from up in New Hampshire. K1 NMF, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Dennis, I appreciate you being there. How is your, since we got a couple of seconds, how's your weather doing? Over.
Well, things have been really cool here. Warming up today, though. Been hovering around zero there for a couple of days, and been getting up in the teens and 20s. But today, we're supposed to get up just about 40 degrees, but it's very windy here. Not a lot of snow this year, thank God.
Aha. Well, very good. Well, it sounds like you've had a fairly decent winter, and It's been kind of a cool, windy week here and damp, and so we've had quite a bit of rain here this past week, but not too bad right now. But big solid signal all of a sudden. Band has been really funny today. It's just up and down. Different parts of the country have come in big, strong like you are right now, and then disappear. So we'll say 7-3s. Thanks for being out there, and you're on the payroll. Semper Paratus, Kilowatt 1, November Mike Foxtrot.
Thanks, Dick, and always great to hear from you. Thanks for doing what you do. Kilo 1 November, Mike Fox. I'm clear.
And this is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. We'll take some more check-ins from Coast Guard veterans, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary.
Kilo Whiskey 4, Yankee Quebec.
Kilo Whiskey 4, Yankee Quebec. Boy, not as strong as normal, Gary. Yeah, I know was trying to reach W2EUU earlier, just a little bit over the mountain from you there and into Western Virginia, and no luck on him at all. So glad we're able to get you. How are things in London, Kentucky? Over.
Well, we're sunny, about 45 degrees right now. I was just out moving the antenna trying to get you. Over.
Did you say it's snowing?
No, it's 45 and sunny, over.
Oh, 45 and sunny. Okay, very good. Yeah. Well, it's been a challenge today. It's been real rough on the band and to pick anybody up, but I'm glad you made the trip over there and glad it's finally got to be sunny weather. Over. Yeah, well, you got noise in your neighborhood?
Come back.
Say, do you have some noise over there today?
Yeah, it's almost like a jamming noise or something. The one on the CB13 who was rebroadcasting local station, over.
Oh, for God's sakes. That is something else. Well, I'm glad you're able to get checked in today, and I hope you have a good weekend and enjoy the rest of it in the sunny, warmer, a little bit warmer weather. And we'll look for you next week. KW4YQ, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie.
W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, KW4YQ.
Any more check-ins? Looking for those who've served U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, and Auxiliary. Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta, how about you take a turn in the barrel?
Yeah, we'll give her a try. This is Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta, link for those who serve. U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, or Public Health Service doctors. Let me try Gus again. N87J, Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta. You listening there, Gus? No, Gus. How about Alaska? We'll turn the antenna all the way around. You need to knock the doggone woodpeckers off that are pecking on my quad. Anybody in Alaska, our Alaskan members, KL2 Yankee Echo, KL7 India Sierra, KL7 IWC, KL2 Pop the Mic. Any of our Alaskans, call now. KL2 Yankee Echo, any of our Alaskans. Okay, nothing heard out of Alaska. We'll try in the eastern quadrant here as the quad comes back around. This is for those who serve in the U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve. Public Health Service doctors who serve with Coast Guard or Coast Guard Auxiliary want to check into the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net.
Kilo Niner, Charlie Zulu.
K9, Charlie Zulu. Good morning, Father Jerry.
Yeah, good morning to you. I just came down to see what the propagation was for next week. Doesn't sound good.
Nope, pretty bad propagation there, Jerry. Yeah, it's not good at all.
Okay, we'll stand by.
Okay, look for you Monday morning for sure. K9, Charlie Zulu, Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta, looking for others for the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Well, got Jerry, K9 Charlie Zulu, and that's about all we got there, Richard.
Well, looks like that's about it for today. Thanks very much for for jumping in there when I got cut off mid-word, and now the fun really begins to figure out to sort this thing out. I really have no idea why it suddenly, all of a sudden, we developed that ground loop. Nothing has changed. I haven't changed a darn thing. And I ran the 400 or 600 meter whisper last night with no trouble, turned it off this morning, and it was still running just fine. So I don't know. It just, I had this problem once before with a ground fault and, solved it by isolating the, transverter on a different power supply and, you know, that whole antenna ground system for it, but this time it didn't work, so that's not good.
You said that was an Astron. I got an RS-35, and there's a little IC in there, and I lost mine quite a while back, and so I got a few of them out of Radio Shack. Of course, they're gone now, but anyway, there's a little IC in there that sometimes goes out, and might check around and see if that might have done it.
Yeah, I had a 35 amp that used to work, and I think eventually something happened in it, and it didn't change. It didn't fix it the last time I tried that. But I've got it's a fairly new power supply. I have the drawing for it, and I don't think it's not under warranty anymore. This kind of thing probably wouldn't be covered anyway, but. I'll look and see what I can find, and hopefully we'll be able to get it running. Over.
Yeah, Roger. So what happened to Mark's grandchild? I couldn't hear Mort at all today.
Mort? Oh my gosh, he went skateboarding and no helmet and landed on his noodle, cracked his skull. Apparently, severe. A concussion, and his eyes, he's restricted to do anything, very limited anything, can't open his eyes, can't nothing, no fast movements, no TV, no nothing till things get better. Really a tough thing. Over.
Oh man, I didn't hear anything about that, so that's too bad. Well, we'll keep him in our prayers, and hopefully he'll get better. Yeah, they were showing on TV, there's a new challenge going around for the young kids, and they get some unsuspecting friend of theirs. They're dancing, and then two friends on either side, they knock their legs out, so they land on their head, and there's this one girl that landed on her head and got a bad concussion. And different stuff that those kids are learning to do, over.
Well, this was just skateboarding without the proper helmet on, and that is tough. That is really, really tough. I suppose you're about as amazed as the rest of us are over the NASCAR thing. Over.
Oh yeah, I was watching it because it was on Fox last weekend, and man, I was on the edge of my seat.
Yeah, well, they're on Fox again this weekend. Don't you have Fox Sports 1 anymore?
I don't have it after I got rid of Direct Dirt TV.
Uh-huh. So you have to just over the air?
Yep.
Oh, you're really... You can... I think they might even televise that on the Fox Sports app.
Yeah, I don't have a smartphone.
Well, okay, I guess. Maybe even online on the computer?
I don't know. I don't think so, because my CenturyLink phone line isn't really fast connection, so I'd probably be losing a lot of it.
Well, you might check. I know they do televise it online. It might not be the best quality or the biggest picture, but you might be surprised what you can do even with the internet speed that you do have. It's, you know, worth a try. But I believe today's race is on Fox Sports 1, and Andy can't seem to find it on his TV, and I know dang good and well he had it last year. I don't know what – he didn't have the NBC Sports Channel, but he did have the Fox Sports 1, so I'm not sure why he can't find it. Tomorrow's race is actually on the Big Fox broadcast, so you ought to be able to get that too.
Yeah, I was watching last week at Talladega, or not Talladega, but Daytona. And I watch almost all the Fox